Here are the latest headlines for Newcastle. Reports claim midfielder Jonjo Shelvey has suffered a hamstring strain. It's claimed that it'll keep Shelvey, who was not right last week, out until March. Shelvey stands to miss at least 5 games. The 27-year-old, who hopes to earn a new deal at the club, was troubled by a thigh problem last season. Moving on, and it's time, is the message from a selection of Newcastle United fan groups as a collective statement pleads with Mike Ashley to sell the club to the Public Investment Fund. The fund, which is a key business tool to Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, have been in talks to buy Newcastle for many months with the aid of Amanda Staveley. Well-known businessmen, the Rubin brothers, are also said to be part of the consortium, which will take up a minority stake from any completed deal. It's thought that talks may predate Rafa Benitez's exit as manager, and there is a confidence from the buyer's point of view that everything other than Ashley's agreement to sell is in place to complete the deal. Supporters group Tune for Change have released a statement on behalf of 20 fan groups urging for Ashley to complete the deal. They say in the statement, Ashley should not stand in the way of this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for our club, our communities and our proud city. It's time for him to take his money and get out of our club. And finally, Newcastle have emerged as the frontrunners to sign Danny Rose from Tottenham. The club are showing strong interest in the England fullback as the January transfer window deadline draws close. Speaking last week, Newcastle boss Steve Bruce said he's a quality player and a class act, the kid. Whether it's possible, who knows? Bournemouth and Watford are also interested in Rose, who's not featured in any of Tottenham's last 4 games.